Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome one and all on a Monday. Great to have everybody with us. I'm sorry that my Derby picks ran second and third. You don't get a prize for that. But this man next to me, he nailed it.
Yes!
Rico also, with his bet on sovereignty, supports human rights violations.
So I love horse racing now.
I'm glad. That's right. You delighted in what a 10-to-1 shot can do for you.
I did! I'm like, this is that excitement that you always speak of.
Yes. Welcome.
Oh my goodness. The only thing missing was I should have put on a hat and a blazer and been able to...
Yeah, or the Sheikh's daughter. Either way. So we'll just move it along. I'm sorry. I just can't. Can't do it with Godolphin.
He's a bad owner?
Just Google. Or how about this? Ask Tirico about the cut-in he had to do a couple of years ago. Well, we do want to point out there are accusations. He made his daughter disappear. Like, it was the most awkward thing in the world. I know, but 10-to-1. Congratulations.
It was 10-to-1.
So
I didn't think journalism would win.
Let's get to the let's get to some of the business of the day. And look, we have a lot of cleanup to do. So look, you guys have a willful choice you can make. All right. If you think this is a Sparty radio, then get bent. Go do whatever you want. The reality is I don't take a paycheck from my school. So I'm just gonna shoot you straight like I have the whole way through. Remember the part where I said to you, go ahead, play your games. Buy your t-shirt, take your dad, enjoy it. You will not like everything that's after this. Well, we're in the after phase. But the problem I have is so many things get misreported and misrepresented, or key details get left out. I just feel like a janitor. I feel like I need a mop and a bucket. Like, you and I talked about this. I talked to Cookies, and I'm like, well, Jim, you realize Sherrone Moore was up for a level 2. This has nothing to do with the 6 level 1s. The level 2 was him destroying evidence, him deleting the text. You know, because when texts are innocuous, you always delete them.
Right.
Right?
Happy birthday. Delete.
So the problem is, okay, they're self-imposing a 2-game ban. Personally, Rico, I feel like people are, like, conflating the issue or acting like, well, now the NCAA will accept it. The negotiating time is long past. The hearing for the Committee on Infractions is June 6th and 7th now. Mm-hmm. In a 24-hour span, you had Santa Ono leave, your football coach gets another suspension, and the COI gets announced as June 6th and 7th. I have no idea. I've said this from the beginning. I have no idea what the NCAA will do. I'm not going to live in a world of should. Should is Michigan should be strapped to an atom bomb and detonated in the middle of the Pacific.
But
it's not happening.
But I think you missed an important part.
Tell me.
Self-imposed 2-game suspension, and we're going to pick the 2 games.
Yeah. Okay, I know Spartan fans want me to get angry about that. No, I can't. I actually laugh.
And that's what it's not an anger thing. It's that is so ballsy.
It's Michigan.
That is Abdul Carter saying, can I have 56?
And then he goes, how about 11? Phil Simms. I mean, but look, all I can tell you is this is only a piece of the bigger picture, the six level ones. So if the NCAA gives Sharon as a repeat offender a show cause, you could be suspended for no games, but you can't coach in college. So I just don't know what to tell you. To me, it's too little too late. I don't think the NCAA is going to look at this and be like, oh, okay, Michigan took their medicine. That's like a kid breaking curfew, coming home, and mom and dad say, you're grounded, you can't have the car tomorrow night. And the kid goes, yeah, but tomorrow night's New Year's Eve. How about January 7th? I got an open calendar.
And it's raining.
Yes,
it'd be snowing.
So the NCAA doesn't have to accept this. We're so far, because here's the thing. I want to just, Rico, tell me if I'm wrong on this. Because this is the one thing I feel like many, not all, I don't want to paint all Michigan fans badly. They do a good enough job themselves. But the things that are established in all of this, right, that the NCAA has established, or what they consider what, aggravating factors. I mean, for one, the university knew. They had enough direct knowledge. They could have put a stop to it, but they didn't self-report when it really matters.
Right?
Okay, that's one. Two, was anyone in the football program cooperative? No. Remember when they came to campus and got ghosted?
They all left.
Remember all the written requests they didn't respond to? Then you had one coach, who's since been fired, it's hard to keep up, basically tell players and others, don't talk. It's just all of it. Okay, so then you have the written request thing. Bottom line, your AD has defied this from the start. Your school has. And when you look at it, Rico, ultimately, this is a nothing burger to me. This is something that Michigan is trying to do so they can play the victim on the back end and say, well, the NCAA is a bunch of meanies. And I have no idea the scope. I don't get into the should. From the beginning of this, I said it'll never be what I want. So I'm rolling with it.
Right.
But no, I do think the NCAA is going to hit them. And I don't think self-imposing on May 5th, after you had over a year to do this, I don't think it carries weight.
When the text messages first came out, you could have said, you know what, inappropriate. I'm going to go ahead and suspend myself for two games. And I think you're right. At that point, NCAA would have said, all right, we finally got some adults here. We got some people who are taking accountability. But instead, we heard it was no big deal. Some birthday text messages, and I delete all of my stuff. And
the problem I have with all that, though, is have the Michigan media been right about anything?
No.
Anything at all. Like, if we're Sparty Radio, fine. I don't get paid by that institution, and I'm not interested in having friends at either. Have they been right about anything?
The only time they're right is when they say nothing.
Okay,
because at least they can say, oh, well, we didn't lie. Well, you didn't say anything.
Here's another problem. When Michigan put out their, you know, like when they put out their statement, they admitted they cheated, basically. They said it. Mm-hmm. They admitted what they, guys, I'm just not going to overreact to it today. There's no screaming and yelling for me. I'm also not going to sit here and tell you, well, that'll do. It's not even in the realm of the bigger picture of all of this. If Michigan self-imposed two games for a grade two, how do you answer to the program at large being up on six level ones? There's a very good chance. I can't say it factually. I'm just saying there's a chance Sharon's done. I hate to tell you that, but like, I don't think that's beyond the pale when a guy's a repeat offender. He's already been suspended twice, once for the recruiting scandal. Keep up with me. You need kind of scandal monopoly right here. So he was once with the recruiting, once with the text messages. That's before we even get to what happens to the program at large. You've got guys who went to the NFL that are given years, plural, show causes that effectively ends their soft landing. No, I don't think the two games is going to play. And if it does, then it just, again, I think the sport's a joke anyways. But go ahead, because I know you want to take it a different direction.
No, Mike, here's the thing. I think they're trying to do this to be preemptive and say, okay, we're willing to take our punishment, knowing that they're getting ready to meet in June, the 6th and 7th. So what if we just give you all of this now? Would you please just let this go away? And I will say this. If the NCAA allows Michigan to essentially get away with this with a slap on the wrist, what it's going to do is something that I think is going to be worse than the transfer portal, worse than NIL. Because now what you have said is just cheat. And not just cheat, blatantly cheat. Out in the open. do whatever you want, set aside about $4 million to pay a fine, and just do whatever. Literally, you could, you know what? Kid runs for a touchdown for another team. You could have an agent saying, hey, now keep running all the way to East Lansing or keep running all the way to Columbus. We'll pay you this. Wow, did you see that sign? Yeah, because it doesn't matter. You can outright cheat. If the NCAA does not really do something with this, it's going to set the new table of, well, anything goes. You could do whatever because they did whatever. I mean, as far as, you know, recruiting and all of the different stuff and all the smoke that is just burning in Ann Arbor, but you keep telling me there's no fire, but yet and still smoke everywhere. President leaving after having a contract to 2033. Yeah, I think it's about time for me to go. After 3 years, yeah. You know what? Go Gators. Something is going on there. Something is wrong there. Look, and for this, and to do this whole two game right before, and then it's, you still aren't even sincere with this because it's the audacity. I'm going to pick the two games.
He's a runaway train. I'll be back at four. I'm just letting him roll. I'm not getting in the way of this. The guy picked a 10-1 shot in the Derby. He's feeling himself. He's bricked up. No, I mean, the Ono thing, look, I understand the what's being put out there as well. It's political and how he handled Gaza. And it's like, or hear me out. The guy just got a massive raise in October, and you're right, contract through 2032. Might be the billion-dollar lawsuit you're staring down because your former offensive coordinator was hacking the database and medical records and photos and the rest, with your football program being embroiled in a multitude of scandals, and no one in their right mind wants that Florida job. You can Google why. Like, I'm not doing your homework for you.
He is the only person.
Correct.
It literally just has to be rubber stamped.
Because no one wants it. No one would leave. There's me saying something nice. No one would leave U of M for Florida of their right mind. Unless they had some wild custody battle and their wife and kid moved to Florida. Nobody would take that job. I mean, Michigan's endowment is $20 billion. Florida's is $3 billion. And how you get to run Florida versus how you get to run Michigan, different. The point I'm making is, I won't overreact to this. I know where you're headed with it. I have no faith in the NCAA, but I just feel like, yeah, anyone who wants to tell me Sharon with the two games and that takes care, you're not paying attention. You're not living in reality. And Mike, just because you self-impose it, the NCAA doesn't have to listen to it. Yeah. It begs the biggest question, which is why did Michigan not lay on the sword last year knowing they were going to suck and just be done with it? And here's the other thing. You brought up the suspended for game 3 and 4. You're making a 2-week story a 4-week story. It just, none of that adds up to me. Mm-mm. You've admitted you cheated, so you can take the medicine or not. You can't be half pregnant.
Oh, well, no, it's so that Sharon could go up against his alma mater in Oklahoma.
Who effing cares?
I'm with you. Or it's your freshman quarterback's first road game, and you probably want to be there for that.
248-539-9797. You do what you want with it, guys. There's no yelling and screaming, and you know my faith quotient in the NCAA or the sport is null. It's just, but I'm also not going to come on the air and lie to you. Like, come on. So what do you think happens? Do you wish Michigan would lay on the sword? What?
Why not just go week 10 and 12 and just skip the Purdue and Northwestern?
Yeah. It's not going to hold
with
water.
With the week in between to really think about it.
Rico, it won't hold water. If anything, doesn't that just inflame the NCAA more?
It does. But the sad reality is I think they thought they were doing themselves a service. And, hey, we'll take care of this. And it's like,
you know, the service could have been, you could have just thrown Sharon out with the bathwater last year and maybe shown real sacrifice, and this would be done, I think. But you didn't want to negotiate, so don't play like you do now. Also, too, at some point, your own school admitted they cheated. You kind of got to put the sword away and just go, all right, what are we doing? We'll see. June 6th and 7th will be interesting, I guess. Go ahead, Rico. We'll knock a few calls. We're certainly not doing this all day, but we wanted to at least just kind of give you the thoughts, and away we go.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
All right, we'll get to the people in a second, get to the ticket text as well. I don't think there's any overreaction from this day part. I'm just trying to shoot you straight with it. Michigan could self-impose all they want, but, I mean, that horse left the barn a long time ago, and this is for a level 2 violation. I want to be clear. Any brain-dead, which is roughly 2/3 of the fan base, any brain-dead Michigan fan who thinks this is the – you're not paying attention. Just stop. This is a level 2. You got 6 level 1s to deal with. Second of all, the NCAA doesn't have to take this. This idea that if we do it, they'll take it. I'm sorry, but when you've been an obstructionist at best, no, the NCAA will probably come out June 6th and 7th and go, that's great, 6 games, and you don't get to pick. Yeah. This ain't Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, because at that point, yeah, the horse has left the barn. You had an opportunity to say, if we do this right now and cooperate, we're sorry, here you go. You were defiant. Nothing. This is a nothing. This is all nothing burger. This is not going to happen. We're Michigan. It's a witch hunt. Blah, blah, blah. You're just still trying to go after Harbaugh. It was all the excuses instead of just, yeah, I did send him text messages, but, you know, they were nothing. They were just like, happy birthday. It was like, you don't suspend yourself for 2 games for happy birthday.
David, what do you got? And I'm sorry I didn't get to you in the first segment. You're the Michigan guy. Go ahead. If we've stepped out of line, throw a flag.
You didn't step out of line. What Rico said is what I wanted. I wanted them to be done with this a year ago. Just accept the penalty and be done. I am sick and tired of now we got to go for the hearing. Now we got to do this. I'm done. I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear any more about it. But they, because they didn't take the penalty, we have to now hear more about it. And you're right, Mike. It becomes a 4-week story in season because, oh, now we waited to do this week 3 and 4. Now we got to talk about this before the suspension, during the suspension, and after the suspension. It may be a 6-week story now. Half a season we'll be talking about this.
And I think they're hoping that the people in the NCAA will just get tired and say, well, it's been such a long time now. Maybe we should just let bygones be bygones and move on.
Yeah, but I'll tell you like my mother would tell me, I ain't forgot.
And see, that's where
I didn't forget.
If the NCAA really wanted to, well, it's rare that you get an opportunity to punish somebody in real time so that the people who actually did the infraction suffer the consequences and not kids who are still in high school who aren't even at Michigan yet. They're going to have to suffer this punishment.
Yeah. Look, here's the bottom line. I'm tired of they're not kids anymore. All right. And they can go make money anywhere they want to make. I don't want to hear about you can't punish today's kids for yesterday's crimes. That's 1995 logic. I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm saying, but the kids aren't even, they're in high school. They're not at Michigan right now.
Yeah.
By the time all of this, the dust settles.
Yeah.
Somebody who's in 10th and 11th grade are going to be the victims of all of this stuff.
Good. I don't care. You're getting nothing from me on that. You get a choice now. We just had a guy call last week. His grandkids going to MSU. They already have a plan. If it doesn't work out, what they're going to do, where they're going. You ain't getting nothing from me. Right, see you later. You make a willful choice to go there. David, ticket text, and I'll get to the callers.
U of M is a cheating universe. The football program deserves the death sentence.
Okay, you guys got to stop. Okay, deserves in reality. Look, the truth is going to be in the middle. I don't think that the NCAA is going to be carrying a Thor hammer. But I don't think it's also going to be what your Michigan-friendly media say it is. It's going to be in the middle.
A nothing burger?
Again, they couldn't even keep their scandal straight when reporting. Go ahead.
David, you're the Michigan guy, yet you 100% agree with the Spartan slappies, just like every time ever. Yeah, stop the Michigan fan nonsense.
Okay, real quick, Spartan Slappy, who declared his program dead last week. Guys, you got to get better material. And I know you've got limited intellect. I understand that. You're working with a limited deck. But you got to come up with something new. Name the last nice thing I said about MSU football.
And
name
it. Let me just help you out with that. We're Spartan Slappies, and David's agreeing with us. Your school came out with these self-imposed penalties. Not Mike and I. Not David.
Correct.
So, basically, you're angry not at the image you see in the mirror. You're angry at the mirror for showing you exactly who you are. Okay, that works.
Someone says, I'm on Sharon's side. I also delete all of my texts immediately.
Great.
Can't be serious.
Cool story, bro. Wow. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean,
when it's a part of an investigation and you deleted them and then they're recovered and only after recovered you go back and, well, here, I found them. Dude, just stop. Okay? The fact that he had 53 texts with Connor Stallions tells me everything I need to know. I don't text people 53 times I don't know or deal with. Or talk to. There's only so many happy birthday bros you can send. Right. Hey, how's the weather today? Or perhaps a thumbs up emoji.
Hey, you want to go see the Thunderbolt movie?
Delete.
Right.
Let's go to the people.
Could you believe Endgame's ending?
Brian, 97.1. Brian, what's going on?
What's up?
We got to check Brian's phone, Kenny. I can't hear him.
Yeah,
we'll
don't go anywhere,
Rob.
Brian.
Rob's in Brighton. He's up next. Robbie, what's up, bud?
I don't have Boost Mobile. Sorry, Brian. Hey, guys, it's unbelievable to me that the entitlement of that institution, the people that follow it, the people that go there, it's cringeworthy. And that's, I say it all the time on this radio station, that is why people cannot stand Michigan or that, you know, the whole university, right? And, guys, it's so on brand that a university and the football team can dictate or think that they can dictate, okay, our coach is going to be suspended for two games. Let's pick which ones. And then they're going to go with, of course, the two biggest, you know, the two worst teams on their schedule. And I find it very interesting that one of those games, Central Michigan, and the whole reason this is going on is because a staffer was dressed up in a Halloween costume and Central Michigan stuff at Spartan Stadium. And now the coach is picking that game to sit out. It's just the entitlement, the accountability, Mike. It's just,
yeah, but it should be, Rob, it should be believable to you. This is the same university. 100%. I mean, the last head coach lied his ass off. They can't keep scandals straight. This will be the third straight year where the head coach has been suspended in season. You have, what is it, 13 or 14 staffers that have received show causes, dismissals, fled the sinking ship. Come on, Rob.
Yeah, no, I definitely know that, but I just go back to the calls that you guys took that I listened to back when all this broke and they said, prove it, we got a ring.
I know.
And then now that all these suspensions have happened and, you know, now that, you know, hopefully the hammer hits, now what is it going to say? Well, at least we got a ring. Well, you know what? The only way that the NCAA can have some teeth in this is if they vacate wins. And I pray that they do that. I don't want Sharon Moore. I think he's a really good coach. I don't want him to get fired, but like they most definitely need to vacate wins. I feel like that's the only thing that is going to have teeth in this that will show other universities and teams that you can't do that.
Rob, I'm with you. I think that everybody is watching to see what are going to be the repercussions, because
exactly,
if you allow people to do, if you do nothing, man, it's open. See, at this point, alums will be angry if their schools aren't cheating.
I just want to say factually, I don't think the NCAA can take away their title because that is not an NCAA event.
they could take away their wins.
Throughout the season. You can do that. And it, look, the Big Ten could. Look,
which is the most meaningless thing, but it would hurt Michigan.
I just don't want people flipping out. I'm just making a point. We're trying to keep everything straight. Right. Everybody stay cool. Cool out. 248-539-9797. Yes, we're going to get to the Pistons. We're going to get to the Tigers as well later. We'll get more of the phone calls in on this. Ticket texts as well. And apparently, David's not allowed to ever agree with me or Rico because we didn't go to the same school. So good to know that as well.
Yeah, but he gets that, what, every 2 months or so? You're not a Michigan fan.
Got it. Yeah. He is also the only one who was accurate about how bad they would be last year. So I don't know.
Which is why you should have took your punishment.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And don't worry, we're definitely going to get to your Tigers a little later. Rico has a critical question of whether I sold them short at 90 wins. You're truly living the good life if 90 and 72 is being sold short. We'll get to it. And we do want to talk about the Pistons. I didn't get a chance to do it with you Friday. I think there's an interesting choice they have to make this summer. We'll talk about that as well. David, ticket text, and I'll go to the callers in 1 second. Go ahead. We're talking about Michigan self-imposing on Sharone. Again, that's for the level two, not the 6 level 1s. I don't think the NCAA is going to accept that. The Committee on Infractions, June 6th and 7th. Also, it was a chef's kiss. There's no anger for me. I have to laugh at it at this point. The whole sport is a charade. Michigan says he's suspended for the games 3 and 4, not 1 and 2. So, you got to laugh. None of this. You can't. Years later, I can't hold anger in my heart. I just can't function that way.
It's just the audacity.
I know. But you have to laugh at it. It's so absurd.
We want to do the self-punishment. But we picked the 2 games. We're going to help you out. We picked the 2 games. 1 and 2? Nah.
Right. So here's the NCAA's counteroffer. How about 6 and you don't pick?
Right.
Because that's what it just feels, sounds like, seems like. David, go ahead.
So someone texted in saying, if I'm suspended at work, am I allowed to pick my week off?
Yes.
I'd rather do between Christmas and New Year's.
Yes.
Yes.
My calendar looks light that week. I'll take the suspension then.
The whole story feels like the same thing over and over, and I'm a Spartan, and I just wish this would just go away.
What you should wish is that your school actually had its nuts descend and acted like an effing adult.
Right.
And your school would be decent enough to play the same sport that Michigan's playing. See, this is the difference. MSU fans don't get a seat at the table because our football program is, in my opinion at least, complete disrepair. So there's nothing for me to say. My team is actual ass. Sorry.
Now, I was just going to bring you back, but you
I'm here. I'm here.
You came back. So
I'm here.
We're here.
I'm back in orbit.
I was going to say, I would say the same if all of a sudden the NCAA came out and said, well, Michigan, we're going to suspend you for the USC game and the Ohio State game. It's like, well, that doesn't
you can't do that.
Right. And it sounds ridiculous, right?
Look, I still.
That's what you just did.
And again, I could be super wrong. I'm not claiming to have the answers. I don't have a lot of faith in the NCAA. I never thought it was possible that Ono, Ward, and whoever the head coach was, if they were off that staff, were going to survive it. Well, Ono's gone for a multitude of reasons. I don't know that Ward survives this. I don't know how you would. I don't want to hear about some ridiculous country club award of AD of the year.
Bro, I think he's Teflon.
Okay, well, show me.
Nothing about him makes any sense. That you want to talk about just laughing it off?
He knows where bodies are buried, man.
Apparently, he kept the shovel and bronzed.
That's
it.
Right. He's got that manila envelope.
I mean, and you know, I'm going to go all the way back. They crashed your wife's car. I don't want to talk about it. And nobody talked about it after that.
All right, David,
That was just the beginning of it,
David,
all.
I don't want to talk about it.
That was like innocuous compared to the
correct.
Rest. David,
right.
Go ahead. And then we'll get to the callers.
Sharon Moore self-imposed games will be the Maize and Blue scrimmage and the U of M versus Orchard Lake St. Mary's game.
The team banquet. you can't get bent out of shape about it. They can self-impose. It's just too late. David, last year, what did we talk about? Honestly, if it would have ended it, you knew you weren't going to be any good. You should have just taken a postseason ban.
That was it.
Dump Sharon on the side of the road. The whole thing's probably done.
See, I don't even think he could have kept his job. You could have did the 2-game suspension, no bowl, and that would have been enough.
Just do it last year, though.
Yes.
We're still fighting it.
Yeah, but it's like, well, we got to run it back. Nah, your team's not that good. Nah, we're going to run it back. Okay. Well, you know what, David? You did get a victory over Alabama. There you go.
Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon. Mike, this is not an insult to you. I just don't see you texting anyone 53 times, period.
unless it's like my father. John, you're right.
John, 2 words will get Mike to text you 53 times. Wyatt Lankford.
Thank you. Thank you so much. John, go ahead, buddy.
I do think it's funny how you think you're going to be able to pick what games you're going to sit out. It doesn't work like that. Like someone had texted in, like, oh, I'm getting fired. Can you fire me in like a couple weeks? Doesn't really work right now. And then last thing, I finished watching the horse show, Race for the Crown. And in my book, the real winner is Michael Ivarone, because that dude's wife is gorgeous.
Oh, you didn't like the blazer with no shirt underneath as the winning move?
I actually liked him. A lot of other people didn't like him. I actually like him.
Yeah, listen, believe me, nothing compares to Rapoli. If you've watched the show, yeah. If you want unlikable, he's got the award.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, thank you for indulging my sport and watching the show. We do appreciate your support,
Johnny.
Yeah,
no problem. I had a great time.
Good, excellent. Let's go to Bishop. He's up next, 97.1. Bish, welcome back.
Michael, How are you, my friend? Rico,
superb.
06.
What's happening,
06, my friend? Listen, I will tread very lightly and I'll be quick. So here's how this plays out. Number one, we get a new president. Let's say the new president doesn't like Ward. He gets, you know, he has the cojones to get rid of Ward. And Sharon is gone too. Alan Haller is now gone from Michigan State. Wait, I got the connection coming here. It's the state of the sport right now. Nobody respects the NCAA at all. This is their last stand. If anybody had any modicum of respect for the NCAA, they would do things quite a bit differently. They're only operating right now, Michael, within the parameters in which they're given. We're going to toss this at the NCAA and see if it sticks. Yep. You and I would do the same
100%.
Thing.
Yeah, Bishop, okay, all I was trying to explain to people is, because I heard it for 8 hours on our radio station, acting as if this was the NCAA penalty. And it's like, guys, it's not how it works. You do this, Mike, and you hope. That's the strategy they're taking.
But yeah, but Mike, I do think that given the climate of the entirety of the sport, my God, the entirety of college sports, at this juncture, this is the proper path. This is what you do. I think Michigan is operating with a great deal of integrity as it relates to the current state of the NCAA. This is what any intelligent AD slash administration would do. If it was up the street at East Lansing, they'd be doing the same thing.
No, we wouldn't have. We would have folded like a house of cards. Bishop, we never stand up for ourselves. We would have let the NCAA burn our campus down.
Mike, you made a comment in the last piece, and it's a question to you guys.
Yeah.
Look, man, what's going to happen up the road here? Like, is John C. Smith going to survive? Like,
I don't think so. I think we're a dead program. No, we're doing nothing. I mean, look, you know I'm not an Alan Haller guy. Rico, and again, personal, professional, it's whatever. We're not a serious football program. We're a Mickey Mouse lemonade stand. I've talked to plenty of people up there. That NIL, they don't even have a clue. It's a wholly unsustainable model. They keep going back to the same people, squeezing them for money. They don't have any design on what they're doing.
That's why you saw the change, and that's why Tyler's gone, and they're going to be bringing in somebody that's going to be
and
more
guess
focused.
What? Jonathan Smith will probably be next, brother.
I honestly...
I hate to tell you.
Oh, you're not telling me anything.
Better have a big year this year or else buckle up.
You need to listen to the five-star zone more.
Get in the zone. Five-star zone.
No, that right now, next AD probably walks in and says 9 wins or I'm just going to deliver boxes to your office.
Yeah, because you don't get to be.
We're going to have this conversation up front, so there won't be any. Well, I didn't know. Telling you right now, son.
Look,
nine wins or you're packing up.
Bishop, it's pretty clear. I know you don't think much of me, and that's fine. You go your way, I go mine. But I'm very honest about my program. MSU's had 2 seasons worth of bleep in about a decade. We're a dead program. We're not run by serious people. We don't have a serious organization. Our stadium's falling apart. It is what it is.
But see, I think that the problem is right now, it is. But if you do things the right way,
you can
turn it around. And you know what will happen after that, Mike? Nobody will care about the stadium falling apart. Why? Because you won games there.
I'll always care. You That's my white care. Whale. I'll always care.
You don't care.
I can't handle it when schools like TCU have a better stadium than we do.
If they go 15-0, you'll go and eat an artesian pretzel and be happy.
15-0 in what? A bocce tournament?
If they go... You know what?
I'm sorry.
Read some.
I'm sorry.
You can't even just. I said
I
if.
It's me. It's not you.
This is why. You know what?
It's me. It's not
is
you.
Is it because I picked the Derby winner?
Yes. Casually a 10-1. It's excellent work. David, any other ticket text before we move along?
Nothing worthwhile. That's all.
No,
you're
what's
not
wrong?
A Michigan fan.
What's wrong?
As a Michigan fan, this needs to be over and done. I don't care about it anymore. Honestly, the NCAA has been taking too long to come up with a decision.
I actually agree with Michigan fan.
That's what they're hoping for right there. But here's what Michigan fans don't get to do that. Because remember when you're like, hey, we got the natty and anything that happens afterward doesn't matter.
You can't complain about anything that happens afterwards.
You can't complain.
Yeah, you're right.
Go watch the game again. Go watch you defeat Washington.
Someone's asking, is it possible Ward falls on the sword for Sharon?
No.
Sword.
Sword? How about sword?
whatever, and whacks himself and others in Schimbeckler Hall.
What'd you just say?
And so he's just asking if he takes the fall.
No, I just don't. I don't see it. I'm with Rico in this regard. I mean, he's kind of like, I don't know. He's kind of like Don Corleone.
Yeah, this, he
somehow I imagine people going into Ward's office asking for favors. Enzo the baker. I don't know.
No, I could just see
a wild
like,
scene.
Yeah, like, and we're gonna get rid of Ward. Shh, shh, don't say that. Don't say that. You'll be gone before he'll be gone.
So yeah, we'll move along. We can get back into it later. But that's kind of the news of the day, and I'm waiting till June 6th or 7th. I can't overreact to it on May 5th. Announcement today, the NFL draft will be held at the mall. There'll be over a million people there in D.C., the National Mall. So glad we got to enjoy our record attendance for 1 year or two. The draft will be in D.C. It'll be over a million next year, that announcement today. But with that, a little football today, please. Yes, David.
So we are 10 days or so after the draft, and now teams are reporting for...
Oh, my God, has Shadur been drafted?
No, they're reporting for their offseason workouts and conditioning. So let's get to some of the biggest questions still facing some of these NFL teams.
Sure.
Let's start with the Arizona Cardinals. Yes, they brought in Josh Sweat. They drafted Walter Nolan. But the biggest question to them is Kyler Murray capable of the big leap necessary to win?
I would answer that with a question. Are they ever going to get serious about putting a great offensive line in front of them?
Yeah, it's almost like they became enamored with him and his scrambling ability and said, oh, this is fun football. Let's see him run for his life again. Or you can just protect him. And I'm assuming he's gotten serious about learning the playbook. So now, yes, if you protect him, David, he has to, or else this whole thing falls apart because it's kind of what we talked about on Friday. If you don't have a quarterback, all the other things don't fall into place.
Let's stay in the NFC. Let's move over to the Chicago Bears. Yes, they did a lot this offseason to, I guess, solidify their offensive line, give them a better chance on the offensive line. But the biggest question would be, can Caleb and Ben Johnson work together?
Yeah. I mean, if he can work with Jared Goff, you don't think he can work with Caleb Williams? Come on, man.
That's actually what I was going to say. Now, the question is how quickly, because it took about 7 games before it finally clicked here in Detroit. When he became the offensive coordinator, it started off, was 1-6, and then things took off. How long does it take that offense, because they have really invested in it, and, you know, after all the Caleb slander, you go back and you look, and you're like, he didn't have a bad year. He just had an idiot coach. So I think absolutely it's going to work, David. It's just how quickly will the offense look like kind of what you saw here in Detroit.
Move over to the NFC East, and let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They brought in and drafted Tyler Booker, who they're calling the Jalen Carter stopper, or whatever they're calling him,
you
or whatever.
Be careful with that.
I know. The question, though, is,
well, he's just a nose tackle.
Is, does Dak Prescott have enough weapons around him?
No. The running game has been neutered. The offensive line, look, Booker's going to help, clearly. You lose Zach Martin, you replace him with Booker. They still don't have the weapons necessary. I'll say no.
I think that it's possible, David. It just really depends on how healthy Dak is going to be when he comes back from this injury. But it wasn't that long ago. Dak was putting up some big numbers. Like 2 years ago, before the injury, he finished 2nd in the MVP voting. So, yes, if you get him protection, I think that he could get it done. And I think he's the type of quarterback that can kind of take a nobody and turn a nobody into somebody.
Let's move over to the NFC West. We got a couple teams there. Let's start here with the Rams. It was just announced that he finally finalized his new deal. So he has $84 million over the next 2 years. But the biggest question for them is, can Matthew Stafford stay healthy this season?
I mean, can any quarterback stay healthy?
But he's 38.
Yeah, but he's a warrior. I mean, if he's on 2 legs, he'll play. I think the Rams are going to win the division. So I'll say yes.
Yeah, it's funny, but yeah, he really doesn't. I mean, he gets injured, but it's not enough that he has to actually sit out. And just when I thought the Rams were dead, they went out last year and had that great draft and brought in the defensive players. And now, I mean, they became a threat again. I thought that in the NFC West, you could kind of write them off as, well, there's 2 games you could win. No, they're going to be here for a while. They're going to be a problem. And Stafford, unless I think his leg just comes off, he's going to go out in that field and play.
And another team in the West is the San Francisco 49ers. It's basically the same question for them. It's about health. Christian McCaffrey coming off an injury. George Kittle, old, was banged up a lot last season. Can they stay healthy to come back to form?
No, trash won't make playoffs. F them.
Okay.
There's my full stop answer.
There you go. Yes, David, I think that they will. Kind of like the way the injuries piled up for the Lions on the defense, where it just kind of got ridiculous after a while. Like, come on. Yeah, another one, that was them. I don't see everybody getting injured the way that they did last year. The biggest mistake was bringing McCaffrey back. They should have just sat him down for the entire year. I disagree with Mike. I think that they will be back. I think they will be a playoff team.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because according to the strength of schedule coming up for this season, they have the easiest
schedule. They got the last place schedule.
They have the easiest schedule coming up. So Privileged will be right back in its place.
Privileged? They won six games last year. How is that privileged? You know what? We need to define what privileged is. Winning six games is not privileged.
Okay, let's move over to the Commanders here. They brought in veterans. They brought in Laremy Tunsil. They brought in Deebo Samuel. So are these veterans enough to take them over the top, meaning winning the NFC?
I think the moves for the offensive line, yes. I still think the defense leaves a lot to be desired. I mean, winning the NFC and getting to a Super Bowl, or winning the East?
Winning the NFC. I'm just going from what they did in the playoffs last
year. I'm not
year.
Ready to go there.
I mean, they may do the East because for some reason, nobody repeats as champion in the East. That's a weird thing. That's not me. Look it up, folks. So maybe they have enough, and maybe Daniels is that talented. I agree with Mike. Your defense, maybe a move, or you need somebody that you drafted to really step up and become that surprise guy the way that Daniels was that rookie. Maybe they drafted somebody that can help them get to that next spot. I do think that, yeah, you improved your offensive line, and that's a major investment in your quarterback.
And one team I want to focus on here in the AFC, just for a quick moment, is the Baltimore Ravens. And yes, we talk about Lamar Jackson. He needs to take that step and win those big games in the playoffs. But their pass defense was ranked pretty much last. They defended the pass horribly last year, and they brought in Mike Green. They brought in Malachi Starks. Was that enough to fix that side of their defense?
No, I'm not going to put that on two rookies. I think it helps having Starks in playing center field while Kyle Hamilton drops down into the box. But Mike Green is a rookie edge. I mean, if he came in and had six sacks, you'd view it as a success. Yeah. I'm going to say no.
No, just those two being the saviors, I hate to agree.
That's pretty much all they've pretty much improved on defensively.
Yeah, they may have to go out and get one of these guys that's still out there.
They need a new quarterback. You two can just say it at any time.
They don't need a new quarterback. If the tight end catches the ball, they move on.
Throw two picks in a fumble?
Maybe they go after Za'Darius Smith. I don't know.
Oh, that'll do it.
Add bodies.
Worked here. Look, Lamar sucks in the playoffs. We can all just say it. It's okay.
He did not suck. Tight end dropped the pass.
Two turnovers. And he didn't throw the ball in a good area.
I'm sorry.
He didn't throw the ball in a good area.
You're an NFL player. Did it hit you in the hands?
Wasn't a great ball.
Did it hit you in the hands?
He had to turn around for it.
All I wanted to do was focus on the defense. But the question is always going to come back to Lamar Jackson.
It's always going to. You have to own it at this point, guys. I'm sorry. You Lamar sponge bathers.
So Lamar, he's bad. You toss Josh Allen, toss everybody in that mix.
I'm Mike Singletary when it comes to Lamar. Can't win with him. Can't do it.
What about the Josh Allens of the world?
Josh Allen later on in the show. That is In Football Today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.